Welcome to an interview on NFB Newsline, a service of the National Federation of the Blind.
Welcome to the Assistive Technology in the Desert podcast. The podcast is sponsored by the Arizona Governors Council in Blindness and Visual Impairment in partnership with SunSuns of Arizona. My name is Bea Shapiro. I am the Assistive Technology Committee Chair. In today's podcast, our guest is Scott White, Director of Newsline for National Federation of the Blind, who is here to tell us about their program. Also, Bob Krismer, who is the Chair of the Governor's Council in Blindness and Visual Impairment. Welcome both.
Hello, Bea. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Bob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Today, we're going to have a very friendly talk with you about what Newsline is and how it got started and how it has developed. Can you give us a brief history of what NFB Newsline is?
Sure thing. I want to thank you both, Bea and Bob, for giving me the opportunity to talk to your audience this afternoon. So my name again is Scott White. I am the Director of Sponsored Technology Programs for the National Federation of the Blind. I started working for the Federation in around 2006. So I've been working with NFB Newsline for a good number of years. Actually, my first day on the job was at the National Federation of the Blind Convention, July 1st in 2006 at Dallas. Okay, so NFB Newsline, I describe it as an audio and braille information source. Now, currently we have over 500 publications that are available in the service. Those publications are broken up into different groups. We will have national publications. Those are going to be like things like your Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Christian Science Monitor. We have international publications from different areas around the globe. We also have magazines. The magazines number about 90 of those. We have something called Kids Reading Corner, which is going to have about six different publications that would be of interest to children. We're outside the publications, we're going to have such features as like TV listings, retail ads from Target and Walmart, and we also have job listings. Now, the job listings, or we work with two major engines, and that would be Career Builder and also USA Jobs. Now, how do you access all this information? Well, in a variety of different ways. Back in 1995, when NFB Newsline first started, and Dr. Jernigan was the brainchild behind the inspiration to have NFB Newsline, one of the first publications that we had was USA Today. Of course, it's grown in leaps and bounds since that time. We started out with a few publications, and as I mentioned, we're over to over 500 now. Ways that you can access the information, we started out with the touch-tone telephone, so an individual can call up using their landline or their cell phone, and by keying in the digits, much as if you were calling into your bank or your credit card company to get your balance, you would enter your username and password, which is going to be like your identification code and security code that we supply you once you're determined to be eligible for the service. And you can listen to the publications over the telephone. We also have where you can get the information if you're an iOS user on your iPad, iPod, or iPhone. You can go ahead and download our NFB Newsline mobile application and can view the content that way. We also have a secure website. You also can get the information over Amazon Alexa, and we have certain portable players that we download to. Probably the most popular one is the Victor Reader Stream. You can download and read our publications on that as well.
So in order to become eligible to participate in Newsline, what does a person have to do?
We use the same requirements that the National Library Service does. Basically, a person is going to not be able to access conventional newsprint. So that's going to encompass people that are blind, people that have low vision, and also people that have print disabilities. Let's say that it's someone that has dyslexia, has trouble in turning pages to maybe to shaking hands, that sort of thing. Anything that prevents you from accessing conventional newsprint would make you eligible.
So when we tune into the NFB Newsline through whichever portal that we want, telephone, smartphone, smart speaker, do we just simply tell them our name? What do we have to do?
Once you go ahead and apply for the service, and let me talk about how you can apply for the service. You can do that in a variety of different ways. A lot of people come through the National Library Service. So if you're currently working with Talking Books, you can simply go ahead and call up your library and tell them that you want to subscribe to NFB Newsline. They have the capability through their technology to go ahead and send us your information directly. And I get that every month, either Friday or Monday, then I can directly input those into the database. You can call us at 866-504-7300. That's 866-504-7300. We can give you more information, but we also can send you a print application if you like to. On our website, nfbnewsline.org, you can go ahead and download an application there and print it out and mail it to us as well. Also on our website, we have a self-application, so you can actually go ahead and fill in the fields right there with your name, address, phone number, etc. And then we go through a verification process to make sure that you're eligible for the service, that you fit in one of the categories that I was mentioning earlier. Then you will be issued an identification code and a security code. That's equivalent sort of like your username and password, and you're going to need that information to access any of the one, either one of the access methods that I mentioned.
You mentioned that usually if the person signs up through the library services, but if they're not, then is these people have to provide medical documentation, I report type of thing in order to be made eligible?
That is one avenue that you can take. You can also go ahead and on our website, we ask you if you are a member of, when you fill out the self-application, we do ask you if you're a member of the National Library Service, if you're currently working with any vocational rehabilitation program, or if you're a student at a school for the blind. If neither of those work, you would check the other box on the application. And then there's, yes, you could get documentation. Some individuals provide us that type of doctor's note. Other individuals will have someone that would be certifying, like maybe it's an occupational therapist. It could be someone at a public library that would be certifying. So there's a number of individuals that you can get to certify that you are visually impaired, you know, that you have low vision, that you also are blind, or if you have another print disability as well.
So it seems that it's fairly easy to get into the new NFB Newsline system, especially if you're a customer of the Braille and Talking Book Library, or you are at a school for the blind, or a number of other ways of entry. Once I get my password and identifier, then you tell me there's 500 publications. Do I have to memorize which ones I need, or can I earmark or bookmark some favorite publications?
That's the beauty of NFB Newsline. We've made it so you can quickly find the information that you're looking for, go ahead and obtain that information, and then sign off. Yes, there are ways that you can go ahead and assign your favorites. Just like much if you use a computer with an internet browser, you can assign favorite websites that you frequent often. You can go ahead and put different publications. Like, for example, in my favorites, I have things like the New York Times, Chicago Tribune, Boston Globe, the publications that I like to search through. You can identify those as your favorites. Also, they're broken down. Let's say that I wanted to read a story came on the nightly news, and it was something in California that I wanted to learn more about. I can go to those newspapers that are under California, find one of those, and probably find the information of what I'm looking for that I'd like to read more about. So they're organized by state. The magazines are organized alphabetically. So it's all different variety, different ways. But yes, it's all designed so you can quickly find what you're looking for.
I have a question in regards on the accessing, you said the website and all that stuff, but if the person chooses to use the smart speaker, you know, how do they access the Newsline since they have to enter a username and passcode?
Basically, you would activate the service by saying, Alexa, open National Federation. And then if it's going to say for a new person, it's going to say, I don't recognize this device. Then it's going to walk you through the login steps. And you verbally would input those two numbers, your identification number and also your security code.
So once we've told our smart speaker to open up National Federation, we do not have to enter our passcode each and every time, do we?
No. Often I'll get asked, even if you have multiple devices on the same Amazon account, you do then. But if you just have one device and you're just going to be using NFP Newsline on one device, no, it's just a one-time procedure.
So let's say we can use our at-home telephone, our mobile phone, or our Alexa devices. We are able to look at or listen to newspapers and magazines. What other additional services have you offered, and how does one sort through them?
Okay, well, one part of the service that we didn't mention, which I think is very important, we brought out a number of years ago, and that's our emergency weather alerts. So if you're watching TV and you're unable to read the scroll at the bottom of the screen, you just hear the beep tones and you go, I wonder what that is. So then this doesn't cover anything like a man-made disaster, like a chemical spill or anything like that. But let's say that it's a tornado watch, tornado warning, snowstorm, anything like that, high wind, any of those types of events that would cause an alert where you would hear the beep tones on the TV, you can immediately go in, log into NFP Newsline, and it will read that alert to you.
So it basically tracks based on the location from your computer or smartphone or smart speaker, because it kind of tracks the location of where you're at.
Correct.
I would say.
What we do is we're using the GPS coordinates for those people using the iOS NFP Newsline mobile application. We actually have access to the GPS and we could tell exactly where you are. So, for example, when I would go out of state traveling somewhere, I could be in Florida and Orlando, and I'm going to get the weather alerts for that area. Now, if I'm calling in on the telephone, it's not going to, of course, have any, and I'm talking about your standard landline telephone here. If I'm calling in on that, it's not going to know my GPS coordinates. So what we default back to then is the address that you signed up with. So we're using your zip code of your home address.
So, Scott, if I'm listening to, oh, let's say, using my NFP Newsline to listen to Reader's Digest, and the article is something that I want to save or share with people, is there a way for me to do that?
Okay, so there's a variety of different things. Okay, yes, if you're using a touchtone telephone, you can go ahead and do a #9 and get the article sent to you via email, providing, of course, if you have an email address on file with us. Now, the content that we do get for NFP Newsline is copyrighted material. So we put a disclaimer at the bottom of all the emails that we ask you not to share that with other individuals. But it's perfectly fine for you to get the content and save it for as long as you like. Like, I know a number of people use this particular feature, like to obtain recipes out of all different publications that have those. Now, there are certain provisions because we're grabbing information directly off of websites. There is a content category called breaking news. If you're using that on the iPhone, then what you can do is that does have provisions to allow you to share it with Facebook and Twitter. But that's only on the iPhone, and that's only in the breaking news category.
Well, that's very interesting. So if I'm hearing an emergency thing, I can then share that with my son or my daughter or people who also need to know that.
There is no mechanism actually to share it through the system for an emergency weather alert.
Okay.
That would just come to you.
All right. But I know NFP Newsline is constantly developing new and other better features. It was a really great relief to find out that it's available on the Amazon devices, so that I don't have to sit in one place with my telephone, or I can be using hands-free, especially if I'm not comfortable going through menu choices. I can do it strictly by voice. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. I know a lot of people will, you know, as they're doing chores around the house, I've heard of a lot of subscribers, and that's what they do, is they just have the Amazon speaker wherever they might be, or maybe someone washing dishes, you know, maybe preparing food, et cetera, things like that, when you don't have access to, you don't want to use your hands to touch the phone or anything like that. So you just speak to the device and then it will read the particular content to you that you requested.
Earlier, you mentioned that also the people can download the stuff to the Victor Dream. Is that based on if they're connected to Wi-Fi at all times, or they can download whatever specific news paper that they just want to listen to? How does that work?
Okay, so HumanWare a number of years ago incorporated software directly on the device. So you do have to have, of course, an internet connection, and your Victory or Stream would have to be connected to the internet. But once that happens, then you can go through the menus and you can pick actually which publications you want, and you subscribe to them. So this is a one-time process as long as you like to continue to keep getting those publications. So I go through the menu, I say breaking news, and then I pick one, maybe CNET, that I'd like to have. So then that one will continue to come to me every day. Now, once I've done the initial setup for whatever publications I'd like on the VictorReader device, then it's as simple to get the ones for the future days is just turning it on, because once I turn the VictorReader on, it automatically looks for that content and downloads it.
Scott, what if English is not my first language and I'm comfortable with, let's say, Spanish? Is there any options for me?
We do have a few publications in Spanish. There's about five or six different newspapers sprinkled around the country. I think there may be some from Texas, New York, Florida, I believe. Also, we have the People magazine in Spanish.
If I'm listening to the voice and I'm saying, I don't like this voice, it's talking too fast or talking too slow, what can I do about it?
So in each one of the access methods, there's a way that you can go ahead and tell it to slow down or speed up. On the touchtone telephone, while you're reading an article, you could press like the 9 button and that would increase the speed. The 7 would decrease the speed. If you're using like the Amazon devices, then you basically could tell it just to read much slower or much faster.
Is there a way to pause it and then come back to resume where we were left off?
That is correct. You can do that. It will, for example, on the telephone, if you were to go ahead and press the 0 while you were listening to an article, it would actually put it in pause mode for about 5 minutes, and then it would come back on the system. Now, one of the beauties of the telephone service, let's say that you needed a longer pause than that, you know, you just go ahead and hang up and just call back in. But one of the nice things is that there's a way that you, on the telephone, that you can go ahead and say, pick up where I left off. So when you hang up, it sort of inserts like a bookmark to tell it what publication that you were last reading, so you can pick up exactly where you left off if you want to.
So that's very nice to know that if you kind of have to hang up and then come back and pick up where you left off, that's pretty good.
So if I'm reading like a long Wall Street Journal article or a long article in a magazine, I can email that to myself so that I can read it again at my leisure. Is that correct?
Yes, you could do that. Or you could, like I said, you could go ahead and say, oh, okay. So I know that a lot of people use the resume feature after, you know, they're on the telephone and another call comes in that they were expecting. So they hang up with Newsline, you know, because they have call waiting. They just jump over to that other call. And then when they come back to Newsline, they can pick up exactly where they, NFB Newsline, they can pick up exactly where they left off at.
I have been told by some teachers that their blind students use Newsline to gather information or prepare for reports and school assignments. Can you expound on that for just a bit?
Yes, in middle school and high school, a lot of the students have to do current event assignments. So NFB Newsline is really well suited to that. And, you know, it's a way to provide independent access to the students rather than having to depend on someone to read them the article and so forth. And they can go ahead and, like, most of them are going to have email, so they can go ahead and have, you know, maybe pick 4 or 5 articles and have them sent to email, and then they can decide on which one that they want to use, and that's the one they can use for the report.
If a person wants to listen to both his state, city newspaper and also maybe a hometown newspaper, is there an easy way to switch back and forth between them?
Yes, there is. Now, the ones, if it's a publication in their state that they want to listen to, I'm going to go back to the phone, but a lot of the system is organized the same way. So we're going to have the state newspapers. If it's something outside the state, then they could simply go ahead and put that back in their favorites, and they can go out of one and go back into the one that's in their favorites, let's say. So there's the easy ways to move back and forth if you wish.
Okay, your turn, B.
I was going to say, you mentioned earlier that sometimes some of these publications type of thing has you know, recipes and stuff like that, that the person has a way of searching for that specific section in the article or stuff?
It depends on how the publication is actually laid out. Everything is broken up into sections. So if you're familiar with that section of the publication and it normally has recipes, you can immediately go to that. There are other search facilities. Let's say if you were looking for a particular keyword, you can put that into the system and it will search. You can either make it search all the publications, that's called global publication search, or if you know it's definitely in the publication that you're looking at, you can just search that one publication.
Scott, when the papers come to my house, newspaper actually come to my house, they have got inserts about what's on sale here and what's on sale there, and I have to depend on someone to tell me these things. You're saying now I can do that through NFB Newsline?
Yes. We have a Target and Walmart. We have access to both of those circulars. If it's going to be something like another retailer, then we wouldn't have access to that necessarily. The only time maybe we can add a few other ones, and it's a more manual intensive process, and that's around Christmas time. For the holiday season, we do try to add a few more, but the Target Walmart are year round.
You have said that NFB Newsline also now offers an opportunity for people to learn about want ads and jobs opportunities. What does one do that?
So now that particular service is currently being worked on to migrate to the iPhone app. Basically anything to do with the job listings is just available on the telephone. So a person would have to call in, and there's a number of criteria that they'll put into the system. Such things as, you know, we start off with your zip code, and are you looking for something that's 5 miles around that zip code? You can go up to 150 miles around that zip code. And then it's going to ask you for the particular category that you're interested in. And it's about 55 or 60 categories. It could be anything from banking to IT to government work, anything like that. Then it's going to ask you, you know, what type of salary range you're looking for. You're looking for part-time, full-time work. Then it finally eventually will give you the opportunity to key a phrase in there into the job system. So you can go ahead and even narrow your search results down even further.
This is a lot of information. There's a lot of options that are open to a person who is just beginning to learn about and use Newsline. If a person becomes confused or needs a little assistance, what can she do?
There's a number of ways. First of all, you can that number that I gave earlier, which I'm going to give again, is our customer service number. So you can call that, and if we can go over whatever aspect you're looking for, we want to make sure that an individual gets the information that they're seeking. The number to call is 866-504-7300, 866-504-7300. That's our customer service number, so that would be one avenue of assistance. Also, there is a number of material that's online. There's also documents that we have that are available in print, Braille. We have some of them available in audio format as well, and we can mail those to you. If you do have access to the internet, you can, of course, go ahead and download those types of materials directly to your computer as well.
I understand from the Arizona Braille and Talking Book Services that they have people standing by to assist as well.
Correct. A number of the Talking Book libraries are able to help with certain problems. That's one of the things that I do is I conduct training sessions for all the Talking Book libraries around the country.
I do have a question going back to the iPhone and stuff. Is it also people who have Android phones have access to the Newsline or not?
They can access it there. At this time, there is not an Android app. What I suggest for people is to use our NFB Newsline online.org website and just to use their Chrome browser, and it gives them a very nice mobile experience to be able to go ahead and read the content if you're using an Android device.
Okay, thank you.
To wrap up, Scott, what is it that you want us to know by the time we finish our program today?
Well, I just want to encourage everybody to take it, you know, to try the service. I think that there is something there for everyone. We've really tried to make it available to have all types of content available there. I often will tell people to, you know, sign up for the service. It doesn't cost you anything. Go go ahead and give it a try for 10 days. If you can't find something that you're interested in, I really want to know about it. And I'm serious about that because we've done, I think, a good job. Unfortunately, we can't provide everything, but I think we've done been able to provide a good sample of content, and everybody's going to find information there. I know that NFB Newsline has a lot more material than I have time to read. So I have to be selective in what's there. So, and I appreciate the opportunity. Let me go ahead and give the web address again here. It's nfbnewsline.org. And you can find more information about NFB Newsline on that. And our phone number again, 866-504-7300.
I really appreciate it. I am very, very, very impressed, you know, with the NFB Newsline. I mean, you guys have done a fantastic job of adding all these different components to the Newsline that when it first started back in the 90s.
Well, thank you both for the opportunity to join you and discuss NFB Newsline today.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to our interview on NFB Newsline. This has been a production of the National Federation of the Blind. For more information, call 410-659-9314 or visit www.nfb.org.
My thanks to the Arizona Government's Council on Blindness and Visual Impairment for teaming up with Sun Sounds of Arizona for Tech in the Desert. Tech in the Desert airs the fourth Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. Stay tuned for more great programming on Sun Sounds of Arizona.